A man we're familiar with before. We've spoken to him many times on the phone and his career in politics, Donal O'Sullivan. He's from O'Sullivan Hogan Solicitors. You're very welcome, Donal.
Good morning,
thanks for coming in. You've brought along a colleague of yours, Harry Crummy. Tell us about yourself, Harry.
Good morning, Declan. My name is Harry Crummy. I'm a certified financial planner with a firm called Efficient Financial, and we provide some support services to O'Sullivan Hogan, and in particular with these issues regarding the tracker rate mortgages.
Yeah, the tracker mortgages. Donal, what is a tracker mortgage?
Well, Declan, the history of a tracker mortgage is this is a product that was introduced by the banks in around 2005, where they would... They said that they would track off the European central bank rate, and they'd look for a margin which would seem to be between 0.9 and 1.5%, depending on the bank you were dealing with. So then in 2008, in October 2008, for example, AIB, who we're here to talk about today, withdrew that tracker product.
Right, so just to say that things were going pretty well. There seemed to be a lot of money around, ECB money, German money, or whatever, in. And the banks were able to give out mortgages at this very competitive rate because, well, the ECB rate, even at the moment, is on the floor, and 1% maybe on top of that. It was for nothing, all these tracker rates. But it consequently was costing a lot of money in the end. Is that it, Donal?
Well, not quite. I might hand over to Harry because he's better at the figures. But the tracker rate at the time wasn't that attractive. For people, let's say, who took out a mortgage in 2007, which is what we're here to talk about, people between 05 and 08 who would have had a tracker mortgage. But in those circumstances, it was often the case that people, the rate was more attractive to go with either a fixed rate or a non-tracker variable rate. But Harry can explain what the history of how the tracker rates.
Okay, so Harry, 2008, what was the ECB rate?
The ECB rate was 3.75%. And the tracker mortgages are typically tracking that by about 1 or 1.1%. So you had a tracker rate interest rate of 4.85%. But that was very close to the standard variable rate. And in some cases, the standard variable rate was slightly less than it. And you had a suite of fixed rate options, which were very close to it. So the benefit of the tracker rate was not obvious back in 2007 or 2008, because the ECB rate was at 3.75. But if you fast forward a few years to June 2013, where the ECB rate has dropped to 0.75%, you're now tracking that with 1.1, meaning your interest rate on your mortgage is 1.85%. At that time, the standard variable rate with AIB would have been 4.4%. So it is now obvious in 2013 the benefit of the tracker rate, and as I say, it could be maybe 2.5 to 3%.
And this was costing a lot of money for the banks.
It's not that it's costing a lot of money. Well, yes, it is costing a lot of money for the banks if they're stuck with that tracker rate option, because obviously the standard variable rate is so much higher than that. They're making more money with variable rates than they are with tracker rates. But whilst it's costing the money to the banks for the tracker rate, it is costing mortgage holders substantially who are not on the tracker rate, who are instead on the variable rate. And it is that point to see if we can reverse that decision, or to see if we can make that situation better for those people.
Right, and how would you go about that, Donal?
Well, what happened, and Harry's got it right, is that when the ECB rate dropped to the level that it dropped, an awful lot of people went back and looked at the loan offers that they'd had. And again, I'm focusing on AIB because of the fact that this is the one we've been looking at over the last couple of weeks. But in relation to AIB, they issued a loan offer, and there was a suite of options, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. And people had the right, as it has subsequently transpired, to look at whichever option was available to them in 2007. Some people opted for the tracker rate, some people offered for the fixed rate. And to try not get too technical about this, we have two classes of people that were affected. We have people who, on the first day, took out a tracker rate and availed of the tracker rate on their mortgage. Then they might have switched to a fixed rate, which is not linked to the tracker. And then they might have stayed on that product for 2 years. When they went to go back and got onto the bank to say, we want to go back on the tracker rate now because the tracker rate is more attractive, the banks would have said, sorry, that tracker product is no longer available. Now, in those people's cases, over the last, probably from about 2015 onwards, the banks have accepted that those people were entitled to get a tracker from that date. And therefore, their mortgages were, to use a word that Harry would use, recast. And they were compensated. And in some cases, clients that we had would have been compensated to the tune of €40,000. Plus their mortgages were put back on the tracker rate. So they have been hugely better off. And just to put it in figures terms, for every 100,000, if you're talking about 1%, that's €1,000 a year. So if you have some of the people, especially most of these people would have bought properties during the property boom, so you could have people that have mortgages of 500,000. So that's 5,000 a year for every percentage. And based on Harry's calculations, there could be a difference between 2 and 3%. So, you know, that's a considerable sum of money.
And that's just saving people money who can afford it. Harry, were there people who couldn't afford it and lost their homes?
Well, unfortunately, that is a legacy of it as well, Declan. Those cases, I believe, have been adequately dealt with, though, by the banks. The cases that we're talking about today are about 4,000 customers who have received letters this spring from AIB. And there is a point that I'd like Donald to deal with, because it's more a legal issue regarding the details of the letter and their options following that letter. That is probably more important today.
Okay. Yeah, well, what we're here to, and this is the reason we asked to speak to you about this, Declan, is that a number of AIB customers, as Harry said, about 4,000 people, received a letter, letters, I'd say, between March, April and May of this year from AIB. And AIB have said that your loan offer is dated, and I'd say for most of these people, their loan offers are dated sometime between 2005 and 2008. And if they receive this letter, there's action that they need to take. Because contained in that letter, the bank have said that they've offered them €1,000 plus €615 to get financial or legal advice. And they've said that there's an appeals process that they can take, that they've taken the decision. And just to focus on that for a second, what this particular bank, AIB, have said is that we've looked at the tracker margin that should have been applied to you at the time. Now, not the tracker rate, because the tracker rate, as Harry has pointed out, might have been at 1% or 0.75% or at the moment almost nothing, but that the margin that they would apply was, in one letter I have here, 7.9%. So obviously in that situation, a customer is going to look at that and say, but obviously the bank did me a favour by not reverting, putting me back on a tracker. The difference here is, and it's complicated enough, but the difference is these people were people who got mortgages, again, between 05 and 08, who opted for either a fixed rate or a variable rate initially, didn't take the tracker rate. And then when they went back to look for their tracker rate, or when they should have been offered the tracker rate, the bank are saying, yes, but the applicable rate, the margin that we would have applied, was 7.9%. However, in the other class of people that I talked about, the earlier class of people, where they were on trackers to begin with, the banks have applied, and like I have a letter here, where the banks just applied the margin of 1.1%. So for one couple I spoke to last night, they're practically living on baked beans. They can't live in the house that they bought. They have it rented. They're living at home, and they're looking at another, I think they have another 18 years left to run on their mortgage, and they're on a variable rate, whereas they should be currently, if they had the right to go on the tracker rate at the margin that was applied in these other cases of 1.1%, they would be an awful lot better off. So the point I'm trying to make is that what AIB have said, and I'll give AIB credit, AIB did write out to people, they did tell them that they had an issue with regards to their tracker mortgage, and they offered them €1,000 compensation and €615 to get financial legal advice. The problem is that, and from looking on the internet just over the last week, is that there's an awful lot of confusion out there with people, because they're saying, yes, but obviously because of this margin, this 7.9% margin, that obviously I am I was better off being left on being treated the way I was treated. So I'm happy to take the money, and I'm grand. But the question we have, that we've posed, and I've actually, through my political channels, have referred the matter to the Junior Minister of Finance, Michael Darcy, to get onto the central bank to ask, on what basis is this tracker margin of 7.9% being calculated? What I'm asking people is, they've got this letter. They were offered €615. They're happy to contact my office if they want, so 402-91770, or to contact any financial advisor or solicitor and ask them to look into this. Because if they let the matter run, AIB have written out a letter and they've said just 12 months. I'm not saying it's an official timeline, but I'm saying that it would be quite reasonable for the bank to say, listen, we wrote out to you, we told you you have 12 months to appeal the decision, and you didn't do so. And either the court or the financial ombudsman might say, well, look, these loan offers go back to 2006, 2007. We have to draw a line under it and move on. And there's a serious consequence for people here. So
you could lose out.
Yeah, seriously.
Right. Harry, well, what's the best outcome of all this?
The best outcome would be for the likes of Donal as a solicitor or somebody to take this case and to explore the channels. And I think Donal's mentioned the channels could be political, the channels could be to the central bank, or the channels could be to the courts. And the outcome would be to establish whether or not it is fair for AIB to use this tracker margin of 7.9, or whether or not they should be compelled to use the prevailing rate at the time that people established their mortgage. That prevailing rate being 1.1% over the ECB. The outcome for a successful argument in that case would be that people who are on existing mortgages, be it fixed rate or variable rate, will be recast back to the tracker rate of 1.1 over the ECB. That will save umpteen thousands over the lifetime of a mortgage.
And what's the central bank's view?
That's the quiet bit. And the bit that we've been trying to establish is we cannot find any view from the central bank on this particular letter. So at the moment, we're silent on that.
And Donal, just to go over that again, the consequences for somebody who has received his letter and opts to settle, in your view, how disadvantaged in real terms? Just to, I know you mentioned it already, but just to say it again, because there seems to be a huge gap.
Yeah, there's a massive gap, Declan. And like I say, I mean, in cases where we dealt with the first class of customer, as I said, the person who availed of the tracker the first day, you're talking a substantial sum of money. I mean, I'm talking in cases just to recast the mortgage back is 40,000 plus the benefit of being on the tracker for the remainder of the mortgage period. So it's huge. It's transformational in some people's lives. But what I'm concerned about as a lawyer is that we have two classes of people. One class of people who the banks have decided, yes, we will apply a margin of 1.1% to you, and you're entitled to that margin. My concern is that these other class of people, they're saying, no, that we will apply the margin that we have calculated would have applied when you went to seek to go back to your tracker, and we're saying that's 7.9%. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as I've said, I'm not a banker. I don't understand how that figure's got to. And you know, the difficulty is that there are a number of options, as we say, and options to go through the courts and ask the courts to determine why one class of persons were treated one way and another class of people persons are being treated another way. Because the loan offers, and I have both of them here, are absolutely identical in every way.
Except for the settlement.
Except for the settlement. What the bank say, what AIB say has to happen. But that's one option. The other option is to go with the financial ombudsman. My concern about the financial ombudsman is I don't know whether or not he could determine what the tracker margin would be applied. And then obviously there is also this appeals process that's contained within the booklet that people received. But the most important call to arms that I'm saying to people is, please, you were given money to get advice.
Get
I know an awful lot of people are watching on the internet, and all of these people that are affected are intelligent people, but they need to get advice. At least that if we look at it, we can look, what was your loan offer like? Was it the same as all these other loan offers? And if it's the same for one, it's the same for the other. But I would also be asking the politicians out there and the central bank who did get involved in this, and that's part of the reason why the banks took the action that they did last spring. is to get back involved and specifically answer this question, because I would hate to see people losing out. And I mean, okay. the story I had to listen to last night was harrowing in relation to what the effect that this had on someone's life, as opposed to the effect it might have if they had been treated the same as the first class of people.
And you're saying there's a timeline of February or something?
Well, I would think that people need, that's why I'm saying there's a call to action. Like I say, they can contact my office, they can check us out on the website. Myself and Harry can meet with them, we can review their papers, we'd get them to make certain requests of the bank so that they can get copies of all their correspondence, because in a lot of cases there's letters from the bank. I mean, we have one case where a person was in the second class, was offered, was written to by the bank offering the tracker at the margin, which I think was in late 2007, but then when they went to look for it in 2008, they were told no. It doesn't apply to
so
you,
there's
and then they're using
done.
The higher margin. So that's the problem, is the margin.
All right. So you can find Donal at O'Sullivan Hogan Solicitors in Arklow. And Harry, you're in Efficient Financial.
Correct.
Very good. Okay. Gosh, the things that go on. So if people receive those letters, it's time to move.
It's time to move.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Thanks for coming in and explaining that to us, because I know it sounds a jungle financially, but I think you've made it nice and simple. So.